Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He's just playing a banger. You know what? Since I'm judge, jury, executioner, I'm the only junk here today. JP's sick. He's ill. So the two-man show, now one-man show. I am declaring the rest of the show all either hair metal, heavy metal. We can throw some pop punk in there, too. I just control the playlist today. Let's make this happen. You're leading it off with some Cinderella.
Easily done.
There we go. There we have it. It'll basically be like your Spotify playlist when you're teeing it up. So it's perfect. JP is ill. It's a one-man junk show. It's your pal Cakes getting you through on a Friday. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. John Feinstein will join us in about an hour for Fridays with Feinstein. Scott Abraham is on the show at 9, where he will talk Commanders. And speaking of the Commanders, it's time to hit the skins. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Well, then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then grab that 12-ounce can. You can get both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. All right, we will lead with some audio of Cliff Kingsbury, who faced the media yesterday. And he was asked, are you in a rush to become a head coach? Are you looking to become a head coach? Your name's a hot one out there on the circuit with what this Commander's offense has done under rookie Jaden Daniels. So here is Cliff speaking about his head coaching prospects.
Do you want to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but yeah. We'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been an awesome, awesome place and has really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport.
And last one, but what did you learn from your first stint? What would you be looking for?
Yeah, I think the first one, I didn't know what I didn't know, really. Coming from college, I had bounced around on teams as a player, but not as a coach on any level. And so to come in there, I don't think I set the foundation the way I would do it after watching DQ and how he set the foundation from day one. And it was, these are the standards. This is what we won't compromise. This is what we're going to be. I definitely could have done a better job of that. And kind of once you don't lay it out like that, it's hard to put it back in. You know, it's hard to kind of reset it. And I think that's where he's done such a great job. It's like, this is what we're going to be from day one. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. And the guys bought in. And, you know, he's led in an incredible way by doing that.
I'm so jealous of his voice, his deep, just booming, deep voice. Now, his personality stinks, but he's got a great voice, that Cliff Kingsbury. Good for him. So he's in demand because just look at what his offense has done with Jaden Daniels. And I'm taking this from Nikki Javala from the Washington Post, at Nikki Javala on Twitter. Per Next Gen Stats, the Commanders are averaging 28.9 points per game, the most in NFL history by a team with a rookie as its leading passer. And then she lists what this offense has done and or failed to do in the seasons prior to 2024. So in 2024, they're scoring 28.9 points per game. That's fifth in the league. Last year, this offense scored 19.4 points, 24th. 2022, 18.9, 24th in the league. 2021, 19.7, 23rd in the league. 2020, they were right around 21 points, 25th in the league. And then it got really disastrous back in 2019, 16.6 points per game, and 2018, 17.6 points per game. So what they're doing under Cliff is pretty remarkable, nearly 30 points per game. So I can understand why teams
definitely
want to bring him in and talk to him and pick his brain and see if he's the guy for them going forward.
I really think what helped Cliff isn't just the fact that Jaden is balling and will probably win Rookie of the Year and the offense is great, but I really think what helped him was adjusting. Because remember, everyone talked about Cliff's second half collapse.
Yep.
For whatever reason, his offense gets figured out. And I think he's really quieted that narrative. And that really helps his coaching prospects.
And,
the fact that he can adjust like that looks really good to owners and GMs.
And let's be honest, he's doing this with, I mean, outside of Terry McLaurin, a lot of cast-offs and one-year deal guys and prove-it type of guys, like Deami Brown still needs to prove, you know, like he's a real NFL player. Oz, which is, I guess everybody's been botching his nickname. His nickname's actually OZ and not Oz, apparently. This is news to me, and I think Cliff is talking about that in this upcoming clip that Valdez is going to play.
I was blown away by just how talented he was inside, outside. I actually used to call him Oz for the first like 2 months of knowing him, and nobody would tell me that his name wasn't Oz, even him. So one day, Deami comes up and says, "Yo, dude, he really doesn't like Oz." I'm like, "Well, it literally says OZ." He's like, "It's OZ." So it's like the widest mistake ever. But
there's been a lot of controversy over player nicknames over the past couple years with the whole Gibby Gate. From before Antonio Gibson left for the Patriots, and now the OZ and Oz bit. So I guess that just continues on and on. Let's get to the practice report. Heading into the Dallas game, these are the players that did not participate in practice. Center Tyler Biadasz, he's dealing with an ankle injury. Tackle Cornelius Lucas, dealing with a groin. Safety Tyler Owens, he also has an ankle injury. And this is the one that jumped out at Valdez. Valdez was talking about this during the break. Marshawn Lattimore, hamstring, did not participate. Is Lattimore a malcontent?
It's just he's often injured.
Right.
And he better be ready for the playoffs. If he's going to miss playoff games,
right.
I feel like it's a loss in the trade.
The problem is... That hamstring injuries, especially,
I know, they're delicate.
Especially for like corners and wideouts, guys who really need to explode out of their breaks and cover fast receivers. Like, that's a tough one, especially when he's dealing with it in season for it to get 100%. I just feel like this is gonna linger as long as they're playing games in 2025.
And I understand that he has another year on the contract, and it's not just a 1 year rental.
I think he has two, maybe. I believe it's two.
2 years, yeah, sorry. But that it's not just a one-year rental.
Right.
But I think you made the move when you made the move because you figured out your team's just kind of in the hunt.
Right. Your team's
You're trying to win
competing.
The division. You're trying to advance in the playoffs.
Right.
You didn't pick them up to put them on the injury report and then have them around for the next 2 years.
Is this a slight ding on Adam Peters? I know everybody's jocking Adam Peters, as they should, for what this team has accomplished in year one. But I still think it's a little too early to like bury him. I think
No. I'm not burying him. I'm just saying it's frustrating that you made this move because you identified probably the biggest weakness on the team and you went to address said weakness.
Right.
And now he never plays.
Well, I'm sure it's frustrating for Commanders fans that you have this shiny new toy and he's basically been sidelined for all but one game since he's been here.
Wasn't it Cakes who said it was a fake hamstring injury?
I will raise my hand. I believe, I mean, you can find the audio. I said, look, as soon as he gets on the plane to come to Ashburn, that hamstring is going to magically heal.
And it's been two games, Philly and also New Orleans.
Okay.
I think you said one game.
Okay, I did say one, yeah.
Yeah, they shouldn't even think twice about playing him on Sunday against the Cowboys.
Well, there's a better...
I mean, if he was healthy, even if he was feeling fine, don't play him.
There's a better chance Mike Maher plays on Sunday than Marshawn Lattimore steps on the field.
Yeah, I mean, because there's zero chance, I shouldn't say zero, a slim chance you're beating the Bucks if he's not guarding Mike Evans.
Right.
Or Puka or Cooper Kupp.
Right.
He's got to be out there. He's got to be healthy. Doesn't matter if you're the 6-7 seed. Doesn't matter. He's got to be there for the wild card round.
Does Marshawn Lattimore, does he need to borrow my Theragun?
Redskins Park doesn't have Theraguns?
I've got an operational Theragun if he needs it. And also, Valdez, you can vouch. These hands right here, these are magic hands.
They are elite.
Like if the Commanders would like to subcontract out for me to massage Marshawn Lattimore's hamstring to get him ready for the playoffs, I'm available. You know where I'm at. I'm right here. Send an offer my way, at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter. Let's also get to the audio of Terry talking about making the Pro Bowl. It's an honor always for players to get named to the Pro Bowl. They also get some incentives, a little extra cash thrown in. I do like to get into players' pockets. Everybody knows that. Here's Terry McLaurin talking about his Pro Bowl bid for the Commanders.
It's a blessing to be recognized by your peers and coaches and the fans as well. I really appreciate all the fans around the country voting for me, especially Commanders fans. And not just for myself, but for my teammates. You know, they really showed out and showed up for us. Not just like in person at the games, but obviously in the voting and things like that. So we definitely really appreciate that support. And they tried to say like the fan base was dead or something like that, but it's alive and well. So it's cool to be a part of this organization where you're winning a lot of games and everybody's having success from that.
You know, we often mock the Pro Bowl for what it's become. It's kind of a fiasco at this point. They've gotten rid of the games, become a skills competition, but it does mean something still to the players to get that recognition, that notoriety. I watched a video of your guy yesterday, Valdez, Zay Flowers, getting the info that he made the Pro Bowl for the first time yesterday for the Baltimore Ravens. You could tell like he was emotionally overcome by the fact that he's recognized now as one of the better wide receivers in the league, that he's a Pro Bowler. Like it definitely means something to these guys, especially the first time. But, you know, it never gets old for these guys to get nominated to the Pro Bowl, to get that sort of recognition from their peers and fans.
Totally agree. Now, what's the split on the voting? Like,
I don't know. I don't
keep
up
with
that.
A third of the fans, a third of the players, a third of the coaches, they do the voting?
So
you can't stuff the ballot box if you're a fan.
Correct.
But I think that's the first wide receiver who was drafted by the Ravens to make it as a Pro Bowler in their 29 years.
I think, was it DaCosta giving him the news? Or,
yes.
Okay, yeah, I think he mentioned that you're part of an elite group here. You're it. You're the guy. So it is cool to see. So good for Terry for getting that nod from the players, the public, and the coaches as well. All right, let's go out to the phones. 800-636-1067. The phone lines are wide open. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Bill. He's calling in from Frederick. Bill, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Morning, boys.
What's up?
Hey, Case. I just wanted to give you some fantasy football props. You know, back in August, you're waving that Jaden Daniels flag, you know, given the rushing ability and the potential that he had.
I did do that.
And I took him with the last pick in my draft. I took a flyer on him, and I'll be damned if he didn't win like my MVP in recap, and I won my fantasy league.
Look at that! Just helping guys win fantasy leagues out there.
$900 score right
Ooh,
there.
Nice.
You know, give Cakes a $10 tip on Venmo.
Venmo at John Dash Allville. I never throw it out there, but here we go. Here we are.
Yeah, call you. Taking place for ED while you're in here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bill, that's awesome.
One other thing I wanted to say, I just kind of wanted to wave his flag a little bit more about being the best quarterback in the NFC. My thought is if you take any of those other quarterbacks, Jared Goff, Sam Darnold, Baker, any of Jalen Hurts even, and you put them on the Commanders, that team's not 11-5. No chance.
Yeah, I mean it's a solid argument to make. He's one of the better, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC already as a rookie, with what he's done. I mean, for him to have 31 total touchdowns as a rookie and limited number of interceptions, It's remarkable. And the Commanders and their fans, they have to be just overjoyed that they hit on their guy. They finally, after 30-plus years, they found their quarterback after years and years and years of kind of wandering in the wilderness looking for that guy.
They finally
have him.
I agree with Bill, though.
Mm-hmm.
Eric is probably the loudest when it comes to his Jaden takes.
Yep.
But Cakes quietly was right all along.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Look at that. Thank you. I'll take those kudos.
You're the one who had the stones to give them 11 wins. Did you give them 11 wins or 10 wins in the preseason prediction?
I think it was 11.
You had them in the playoffs.
I did. This is true.
You know,
these are all true points.
Eric likes to crow and talk about his back padding machine, while Cakes is the silent killer.
Thank you. Keep the praise coming, Valdez. Do it all show long.
And not only did you have the vision.
Yes.
Of Jaden.
I'm a visionary.
You had the stones to go on air and say it too.
Thank you.
So
appreciate that. I wanted to echo what Bill was saying. Thank you. I just wish that I had the same fortune as Bill. He netted $900 from his Jaden Daniels led team. My Jaden Daniels led team fizzled out and didn't even make the fantasy playoffs because the rest of the supporting cast of that team was kind of mediocre.
That is
my fault.
I took Jaden in my fantasy draft.
Very good.
All because of you hyping him up.
Very good.
And I benched that scrub Kyler so quick for Jaden.
I know. We commiserated about it many weeks during this fantasy season. All right, when we come back, we're going to take your calls at 800-636-1067. As Commanders fans, are you starting to panic a little bit about the buzz around Cliff Kingsbury possibly leaving for a head coaching position? He said, look, I want to be a head coach at some point, but I love it here. He's kind of wavering. He's going to be a hot name out on the job market when all of the firings start, and you know they're right around the corner. 800-636-1067. Are you starting to get into a panic about Cliff possibly leaving? We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan. No scowling from Jason Bishop when you play Judas Priest. I mean, I love doing the junk show with all the boys here. Don't get me wrong, but I can play my music and not get mocked. I kind of like it. It's your pal Cakes. It is a one-man junk show. JP is ill, wasn't able to make it in today, but the show must go on. So here we are. 800-636-1067. That is the number, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're about to start taking your calls on what's your level of concern about Cliff Kingsbury possibly leaving to become a head coach during this offseason cycle. In case you missed it, here's Cliff talking yesterday about his potential designs on being a head coach moving forward.
Do you want to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but we'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been an awesome place and has really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport.
So looking at the landscape as far as NFL head coaching gigs, we know the Bears is open, the Jets job also open. Side note, Ron Rivera interviewed for the Jets job yesterday, and we know that the tie-in with the Bears is that Cliff worked with Caleb Williams at Southern Cal, so there's definitely a connection there. Other than those two jobs, these jobs are not open yet, but expected to be open at the end of the season, some of them at least. The Giants could come open with Brian Daboll. The Jags, I would assume Doug Peterson has reached the end there. The Cowboys and the Raiders could also replace their head coaches, and there could be a few more.
Yeah, I think one of the most intriguing possible openings is a lot of people saying Cincy might be open.
Oh, really?
Yes. So,
they'd be willing to get rid of Zach Taylor in Cincinnati.
I think that's some
rumblings there.
Some rumors that Cincy could be open.
Okay. So there's going to be 6, 7, 8 available jobs, and with what Kingsbury is doing with his offense, it's hauling along nearly 29 points per game.
Dallas might be open.
Right. They could make a move. Yeah, so there's plenty of opportunities during this offseason coaching cycle. All right, let's head to the phones. 800-636-1067. What's your level of concern about Cliff leaving after 1 year here in Washington? Let's go to Jason. He's calling in from the O-Town in Olney. What's up, Jason?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Good to hear from you. I don't care if Cliff, I mean, hopefully, you know, get a good job somewhere. I'm not worried about it. We have number five. But real fast, the reason why I called was I did a charity event over the summer and with Dan Quinn was there and a couple other guys. And we're in a room listening to elevator music. And I was like, what's your go-to music? And he goes, definitely first Van Halen and Theater of Pain. If I had to get my music choice in. So I thought that was pretty cool by Dan Quinn.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Jason. Dan Quinn, I think he mixes it up, but he's definitely a rock, like arena rock guy. I would guess there's a lot of like AC/DC, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, because he's a Jersey guy, right? I mean, how could he not? I think he's a Jersey guy. How could he not be into Bon Jovi at his age? He's right around our age. Yeah, so that seems to be on brand for Coach Quinn. All right, let's go to David. He's calling from Annapolis. David, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, David.
I appreciate you working today.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I think no worries at all. Number five is it. And look at last week. You had 125 yards. A lot of that was unscripted. A lot of what he's done over the past season has been unscripted. Just like a previous caller said, you put these other quarterbacks that are being floated around as MVP in our offense, and they ain't doing what he did. So I'm okay with Cliff leaving. I'd like to keep him, but I'm okay with him leaving.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that call. So Valdez, that's two for two with people just saying, don't care about Kingsbury at all as long as Jaden Daniels is there. Like,
I would. That's kind of a weird attitude. Wouldn't you want Cliff to be here for another year?
I like continuity. I know you're like me. You're a creature of habit. You like things to be a certain way. It's, and for a young quarterback who's done an outstanding job, and I'm not dinging Jaden Daniels here, but I would like for him to just like keep that trajectory going upward, like into year two. I don't want him to have to learn all new verbiage and a whole new offense.
And,
now,
I understand you're not saying Jaden can't do that. No. But what you're saying is it's better for Jaden and the offense to take what they've learned with Cliff and kind of add new wrinkles to it.
And also
know it more so than you do this year.
And I don't know how you feel about this. I'm guessing you're thinking the same way. I'd like to see Cliff and Jaden with better options and better talent because we know that Peters is going to upgrade the roster through the draft, through free agency signings. I don't know the exact number of cap space that they have, but it's pretty high. Like, I would like to see him do it with a better number two wide receiver. I'd like to see him do it with, you know, an upgrade in the running back room.
It's
you know what I mean? Like, I'd want to see it with better talent around them.
It's not like he's been here for 3 or 4 years and they haven't gotten over a hump,
right?
And something needs to change in order to do that. You're going into year two. You should be kind of excited as to what can get added to the playbook in year two.
And I think Kingsbury too. Like, he shouldn't be in a rush. Like, if he looks at the jobs that are available, like, I know he's worked with Caleb Williams before. Does he want to work with him again? He might. Who knows? He might not.
Well, I don't buy that attitude at all because have you ever heard of Bobby Slowick's name being floated around for head coaching jobs this year?
Not this cycle. His stock, his stocks are in the toilet. So, yeah, that I see where you're going there, but I just feel like if Cliff comes back for year two here and the offense stays kind of where it is or gets better, like his bargaining power and position only get strengthened. But I do see your side too, where you can take a step backward and then all of a sudden your suitors just start drying
up. You didn't strike when the iron's hot. Now it's butt cold.
That's true. That's a good take on it as well. All right, let's go to Mike. He's calling in from Chesapeake. Mike, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Yeah, it's mostly Jaden Daniels, but Cliff, he's doing real good, but most basically let's see what he do in year two. And look, when somebody ever talk about Joe Witt stealing money, he ain't figured out the whole year how to stop the run. They need to get in the room and talk to each other and find out when Jaden scores, they got the other team score back and forth all year long. Could somebody talk about Joe Witt, please?
Okay, thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. I mean, we'll talk about Joe Witt another time. We're trying to keep the focus on Cliff Kingsbury. And it seems like that's 3 for 3 where people are just like, Kingsbury doesn't matter. It's all about Jaden. Like, he could just like go off and do whatever. Like, they're giving him zero credit from the sound of it.
It's actually kind of shocking to me.
Like,
I get it. Jaden's very good.
Right.
But this is it's a perfect marriage for them both.
It seems like it. 800-636-1067. What is your level of concern about Cliff Kingsbury possibly leaving? Right now, it seems like their concern level is a zero. Like, literally a zero. Let's go to Steve calling from EB's favorite spot, Laurel. Steve, good morning.
Usually I don't say Laurel when EB's in.
Okay, understood. You know what? You get a respite today. I will not attack you for where you live, sir.
Yeah, I usually say Beltsville. He doesn't seem to.
Nice. Doesn't have the same venom and vitriol for a Beltsville.
Right, I know, right? I know. Oh, by the way, Judas Priest, Invader from Stained Class.
Okay, we'll put that on the request list.
Are you familiar with that one?
That sounds like more of a deep cut, but I'll give it a listen today.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Look, I echo what all the other guys say about number 5, of course. I think he stays another year because why not? You know, I don't think things are going to go bad next year. It's probably going to get better, and he'll probably be at the top of the list. So I think he's going to enjoy the ride for another year.
All right, so you see him staying. So you don't seem that concerned about him.
You think he's going to pull a Ben Johnson?
Yeah, maybe. Possibly.
All right, but if the Bengals job comes calling, are you really going to turn that down?
That's a pretty good – like, he'd be able to work with Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, I think T. Higgins is obviously leaving, but that's a pretty good 1-2 punch to work with. And if they're willing to pay him – the only issue is the Bengals are notoriously cheap.
Right.
And, you know, a newer organization that people kind of turn their nose up at. But if they made him a good offer and they have good pieces on offense, I think he would at least have to listen. All right, let's go to Bryant. He's calling from D.C. Bryant, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, well, first of all, I think Cliff Kingsbury is a good coach. And if he's smart, so he can better position himself, he will stay. And then if we're on track to maybe possibly go to a Super Bowl, not this year, I don't think, but possibly this year, possibly next year, you don't get often the opportunity to do that. So I think it would be to his advantage to stay. But, hey, guys, listen, I'm just going to – maybe I'll call back next Thursday – but I got a rival to Cake's story about the restaurant yesterday. I had a similar thing happen to me on the Metro. I'll explain it to you guys, but yeah, it's crazy. It's worth it, let me tell you. It's definitely worth it. But no, I think Kingsbury will be okay without him.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Like, I thought he was going to tell us a story.
I know. He was like, teasing it for next week.
That's a good tease. You got me in suspense now. That's impressive. That guy must have gone to like Columbia School of Broadcasting. Let's go to Jay in D.C. He might be a dissenter here with some of the other opinions about Cliff. Jay, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, look, man, apparently those guys who've been calling in aren't very good football enthusiasts or don't know much about the game or haven't been following us for the longest. That's been our problem for years, decades, man. We've had quarterbacks, we've had coordinators and coaches, all merry-go-round changing after every year, and you can't get comfortable in the system. If you look at all the successful coaches and quarterbacks, they all have one thing in common, continuity. You have Andy Reid and Mahomes. You have Josh Allen and I forget the coach's name over there, but Lamar Jackson and all of those guys. You have to have established some type of continuity. Now, Neo had a song, and it said, I'm a movement by myself, but we're a force when we're together. Yeah, we can survive without. We can get by with them. But it'll be best for Jaden's growth and best for the team's growth if he were to stay here and develop some type of continuity with this kid to get him out of that rookie and second year thing, man. So don't listen to those guys. They don't know what they're talking about.
Jay, wouldn't you be excited to see what Cliff and Jaden can dial up together next year? Like, they can change the playbook, have more wrinkles, add more explosives with more explosive players. I would be excited for Cliff in year two. I just wouldn't say goodbye and bring someone else in and think it's going to be okay.
Hey, take from what Ben Johnson did. I'm so glad he stayed, by the way. I'm so glad he turned us down.
That was my guy.
It was a blessing in disguise. I know, but look at what we got now. And the coaches that and the people that we got wouldn't have been coming here for Ben Johnson.
That's a good point.
But I want to say one thing, and don't get mad at me, y'all. I agree with everything that you're saying. With more explosive players and more people in the second year, I think they will grow exponentially. They'll learn each other. He'll continue to give Jaden a little bit of more leash to call things and do things the way he like it. So, and then this is my main thing. Please don't get mad at me, guys. I like Brian Robinson. I think he's a great, a good physical back. I just don't think he's the right fit for Cliff Kingsbury's system. It's a reason that C-Rod and all those other guys, the running game look much better when he's there, because this is not the system for B-Rob, although he is a good running back. Please don't get mad at me. I'm sorry. Don't cut me off. Don't hang up on me.
Jay, it's all good, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Jay is the only guy that we've taken a call from so far that is really about keeping Cliff here, keep the continuity with Jaden into year two. 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls into the next segment. Are you concerned about Cliff Kingsbury leaving after 1 year to take one of the many head coaching gigs that'll be available in the NFL once the regular season ends? 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls next on The Fan. I mean, if the listeners don't know how good White Lion was back in the, I don't know, when were they popular, Valdez? It wasn't very long, but they put out a few good albums, and this is their magnum opus. I mean, it's so good. Talking about bands people have never heard of. I'm sure it's good broadcasting. Grant and Danny's Field Trip Friday series continues as they return to Craft House Fairfax. They're going to be broadcasting live from 2 p.m. till 5:30 p.m. at Craft House Fairfax. That is today. Come hang out as they get you ready for Washington's regular season finale as they take on Dallas. Details at thefandc.com/events. So go hang out with G&D later today. All right, one thing to consider before we go back to the calls as far as Cliff is concerned. Remember, he signed a 5-year extension with the Cardinals in 2022. And to my knowledge, he's still getting paid that money. So he's basically, he's making, unless I'm wrong, unless there's some deal where maybe it's just they pay him the difference between what he's making as the OC here and what his head coach salary would have been had he stayed at Arizona. He's already getting paid
he's like double dipping.
A middle of the pack head coach in the NFL. So if he doesn't see the situation or an opening that's to his liking, he can afford to be choosy and be selective. And here's where I'll credit Dan Quinn. Like, he's really brought that family culture, the brotherhood everybody talks about. It seems like the players really want to be here, and maybe that extends to Cliff as well. Maybe Cliff wants to be with Dan Quinn on his staff for at least one more season. And it's not like he has a big financial incentive to leave, because he's still getting checks with the Arizona Cardinals logos sent to his mailbox every 2 weeks. So just something to consider. 800-636-1067 is the number. Are you concerned about Cliff potentially leaving? He talked about it yesterday for a head coaching position after 1 year here in Washington. And the results have been outstanding. They're fifth in the league in points at nearly 29 points per game. Let's go to Amari calling in from Landover. Amari, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, I think the first couple of callers was kind of not thinking about it, but you know, that last guy, he hit it dead on. Cliff needs to be here for at least one more year. We need that continuity. And just like you see what's going on in Detroit, I think that was a great move by their offensive coordinator not moving, and we see what's happening there. We see the results. They have a fantastic offense. and we could be similar. You know, if he stay another year or two, we could take the roof off the league. So the sky's the limit. That's what I got to say, really. The sky's the limit.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, like, they're at 29 points right now, basically, you know, a tenth of a point off of that number. Like, who's to say that with better talent around Jaden in year two, this offense can't score 31 or 32 points per game? I mean, it should be able to.
I think it's insane to think that you shouldn't be worried if Cliff leaves it whatsoever.
Right.
It's not a knock against Jaden if Cliff leaves.
Not
it's,
at all.
Don't you want to keep the band together?
Yes.
Like, this is awesome. Don't you want it to keep going?
Things are humming along like almost perfectly at this point.
There hasn't been a hiccup. Why would you even want to jeopardize it?
Right. And it's, I mean,
I think some of these people think it's a slight to Jaden. It's not. They work well together.
I don't think none of us are saying that
a couple of the callers at first are going, Cliff can leave, doesn't matter, it's all Jaden.
Now, if it's all Jaden and like you just bring in a random guy next year, if Cliff does leave, then fantastic. Then he's coordinator proof. But I just like, if a guy succeeds in year one and there's no rush for him to leave, keep him here for year two and see if you can do even better. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Reese calling it from St. Mary's. What's up, Reese?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How y'all doing?
Good.
I think it would be bad on both of their parts, because if Cliff left, he wouldn't have a room like y'all think he would have a room, because he can go to Cincinnati Bengals and he have any bad hiccup, Chase is a veteran, and the quarterback is a veteran. They will run him out of town anyway. But if he stayed with Jaden, not only will he learn how to control a team, he will be up on the top, like the man said. He will be up top notch, because they're going to perform, because we get to put together a lot of players on this roster. So I think he at least got to stay one more year to demand what he want to demand. When he go in the locker room, he got to be like, hey, look, I'm this, and this is how we're going to run things. He can do that with another year. But if he go in there like Cincinnati Bengals and try to do that in one year, and he have any hiccups, they'll run him out of town. Then he will have to, where I'm going next. He better stay with Daniels. Then it will hurt Daniels, too. This is why I would hurt Daniels, because you want to see his full potential. And next year, he will be able to show his full potential with some good players.
All right.
And
I
thank y'all for the call.
Thank you, Reese. Appreciate that call. 800-636-1067. I mean, it seems kind of split. Some people are very concerned if Cliff leaves, and some are just like, you know what? Jaden's got this. It doesn't matter who's calling the plays.
He's
going to succeed.
That's crazy talk from Reese right there. if his dream is to be a head coach again, and they fire Zach Taylor, and they offer him the Bengals job, and he turns it down because he'd be worried about being fired in a year or two.
Right.
That's insane. You have an MVP quarterback and the best top two wide receiver in the NFL. You're right. Not going to take that job because you're worried about. Then you don't believe in yourself. That's a dream job if you're an offensive head coach.
Sure.
Of course you would take that job in a second.
Like if Ben Johnson from the Lions gets offered the Cincinnati Bengals job, like he's a smart guy. Like he's like, okay, like I've got Burrow and Chase at my disposal. I can do a lot of damage with that tandem.
Yeah,
like, it's attractive.
Part of the reason you're a new head coach is because you got to go through a rebuild.
Right.
You wouldn't have to go through a rebuild in Cincinnati.
Right.
I mean, it's already there. The building blocks are there.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to bulk up that defense because that's been getting shredded. Yeah, but the offensive pieces are there.
And like Drab said, if you're worried about falling on your face year one as a head coach, you don't deserve to be a head coach.
Yeah, totally agree. Let's go to Lee. I think he's in the pro Cliff staying camp. What's up, Lee? Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I appreciate it. I'm a longtime listener, and this is the first time I'm calling. I find it interesting and a little surprising that a lot of fans would say, you know, let's just get rid of Kingsbury. If he wants to go someplace, let him go. No worries, no worries. We have a lot of pieces that are not yet built on this team. Like, for example, we need an offensive line. What Kingsbury is able to do with the talent of Jaden, he's able to move him around, which helps Jaden. He's not on the same launch point all the time. And then Jaden is very creative. But Jaden is not designing these plays. It's Kingsbury that's designing the plays for Jaden's talent. And he understands Jaden, and it's working. So let's just keep him. Give him whatever he needs. If he needs more money, give him more money. Let him stay. I'm hoping he's staying for at least another year or two. It's good for Kingsbury. It's good for the team. It's good for the fans. I don't need my heart jumping out on my chest, worrying about whether or not Jaden Daniels, I worried about whether my team's going to fall on their face. And one more thing before I go. Like you said at the top of the show, Kingsbury has a habit of starting off really fast and then falling on his face. This is the first year that hasn't happened. I think even for Kingsbury, it would be beneficial for him to stay so that he can demonstrate he can do that 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate the call. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Joe. He's calling in from Baltimore to weigh in. What's up, Joe? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, boys? What's up? So, I mean, we've seen this story before with Dan Quinn. I mean, his first coordinator in Atlanta was Kyle Shanahan. What did he do without Kyle Shanahan? So we got to keep Cliff, not just talk out of both sides of my mouth, too. If he does go, I do have some sense of confidence in the staff as long as he just doesn't take, Anthony Lynn with him, Brian Johnson. Hopefully some continuity with the language, verbiage can carry over. But we saw this story in Atlanta with Quinn. So he nailed his first coordinator hire in Atlanta. He fell on his face with his second one. So let's do everything we can to keep Cliff.
All right. Thank you for the call. Yeah. And if Cliff were to depart after 1 year, which I don't think he's going to do, I think he's going to stay unless he gets just blown away by some sort of offer that I'm not expecting. Like, I would still have faith in Adam Peters and the brain trust there to go out and find the best offensive coordinator that fits with Jaden Daniels' skill set. Like, they're not just going to, toss it to some quality control assistant that's on the staff right now. Like, they would go out and have a real search for an OC, a guy that could work in tandem with Jaden Daniels. Like, well, I don't think it's irrecoverable if Cliff leaves. I think it hurts Jaden's development a little bit because you want something that, like, he knows the system. He's obviously comfortable in the system. He's thriving in it. You want him in that system again. But if Cliff were to leave, I feel like Peters and that whole staff, they'd be able to pinpoint a few people that would seamlessly might not be the right word, but they'd be able to adapt to Jaden's skills and get him to where he needs to be offensively.
Well, I think Brian Johnson would be the next man up if Cliff were to leave, at least in-house.
Right.
But my guess is they would do a search throughout the NFL, not just in-house.
Yeah, you got to throw that thing wide open. You need
Brian has offensive coordinator history.
Right.
He was the OC with the Eagles.
Correct. So, I mean, that could be a guy that...
So he has experience.
He could be an in-house replacement if that's... something that's necessary. All right, coming up on the show, John Feinstein is going to join us. Fridays with Feinstein is next. Scott Abraham, we'll talk more Commanders with him coming up at 9 a.m. And Kevin McCarthy, we'll talk movies and what to stream over the weekend with Kevin coming up at 9:40 here on The Fan.